Smile. 90.4 FM.
Talking about family dramas, maybe the ones that you don't always want people to know about.
My auntie had just passed away, and her in-laws, like on the night of her passing, were asking about policies that she had. They were literally a few feet away from her body when they were asking about what money is there, what kind of things can they cash out on, and it was just ridiculous.
It's unbelievable how some people, I think, sleep through etiquette school.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the body isn't even cold yet.
Every single one of them.
My dad worked on the mine. He had the will on the mine, pension fund. When he passed away, that money was supposed to go to my mom. But then my three sisters went and opened a case against her because she said my mom wants to steal our kids' money, what my dad left for us.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
It was so bad that I went up, I left my work, resigned, went up to her, sorted it out, and yeah, shame, trouble, all over.
Fool, why did you do that? You're out of line. Love your ringtone, Ari.
I imagine Christmas is going to be a little awkward in Ari's household.
Why did producer Phil put the Days of Our Lives music?
My granddad's brother was married to a lovely lady named Edna, and she found out that he was having an affair. So what she did was she figured out where the mistress lived and waited, bided her time until she figured out that her husband was at his affair partner's house. And she took his old big Ford Bucky and drove to the mistress's house and then drove the Bucky through the wall of the mistress's house.
No.
While her husband was in there.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Are you serious? Do you know which wall? Was it the bedroom wall? Was it what?
I don't actually know, but I do know that she was fine, but the Bucky was a write-off. And they stayed married after that, hey?
Did they?
Really?
What?
Wow. Yeah.
Smile Breakfast. Says tot 9. 9. With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.